A wooden bowl made from the burl of an oak, revealing still the life of the tree in its flowing lines. A glass bowl filled with glass marbles, the spaces between the spheres somehow intensifying the light as it bounces and bends through the glass. The impossibly thin china of those bowls that were your grandmother's, as fragile as memory. The inside-out glazes of that purple-blue-green bowl, the perfect weight of that little round one that's just the size of a half grapefruit. The picture of Tony the Tiger that waited to greet you at the bottom of your cereal bowl. The anonymous $1.99 plastic bowl that is the most beloved object in your dog's world. Each space defines, and so gives meaning to, whatever fills it. Imagine your soup with no pot, no bowl, no spoon. We think that something is always better than nothing, but it's the window and the door that make a room useful. It's the opening in the pitcher. It's the empty space created by the bowl, by the potter at her wheel, that gives this clay value, something to carry with you on your journey to see what may fill it. I live in a bowl the earth has made, the creek circling around, ridges of land above us. The sun goes down earlier here than out on the road, but we're sheltered from the wind. If you've ever sat in an outdoor amphitheater built into a natural bowl in the earth, you know that feeling of usness, of being part of a big thing that humans sometimes glimpse? The bowl shape makes it easier to achieve the way it focuses and encircles us. And we ourselves, are we not bowls, empty vessels always being filled and refilled? The only thing better, maybe, than being small enough to curl up comfortably in a warm, loving lap is being the owner of that lap and completing the embrace by making a bowl of your arms around the little one. We cup our hands. We sit cross-legged. We hold what is given us to hold. The simplest objects, one bowl, one spoon, one robe, can sometimes release us from the material, allow us to see through to what's really going on. But it's not a Zen monk that gets today's last word on bowls for the Empty Bowls Project. It's an American who believed that having things is less useful than creating spaces. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "What lies before us or behind us are small matters compared to what lies within us. And when we bring what is within us into the world, miracles happen."